Birthdays, holidays, anniversaries, whatever the occasion is, Gifting Map has you covered. Visit giftingmap.com for great gifts. That's giftingmap.com, your map to great gifting. You're listening to The Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
Back in here on SB Nation Radio, it's The Gold Standard, and excited to have this next guest joining us on the BetDSI.com inside line. He's the Defensive Rookie of the Year candidate, Denver Broncos linebacker Bradley Chubb, and he joins us thanks to the new Old Spice Foamer, a foaming body wash that lathers in a flash. Upgrade your shower experience with Old Spice Foamer, available at Walmart. And Bradley, I know the game last night, okay, didn't go the way you would have liked, your alma mater, NC State, but how cool was it for you to see your name go up in the Ring of Honor? What was that moment like?
It was amazing, just because, like I was telling people earlier, like just going to State and seeing the names like Mario Williams, names like Phillip Rivers, Russell Wilson, Torrey Holt, all those names in the Ring of Honor on your official visit, or when you come to games and visit, stuff like that. And now when kids come to games and stuff, it's going to be my name up there. It's just amazing because I know all the hard work, all the pain, all the tears I had with my teammates. It was just a lot that went into it, and I'm glad that it's up there now.
Now, that was probably your first time back, right, since you were drafted?
It was actually my second time because I ended up going to the first game that they had because it was after the last preseason game we had the weekend off, so I actually got a chance to make it.
Now for you, Bradley, the year you're having as a rookie with the Denver Broncos, 8 sacks right now, that leads all rookies. In the back of your mind, I mean, certainly this type of season you would have liked to have performed this way, but did you think you'd be able to get off to this quick of a start even in your rookie season?
To be honest, I didn't know what to expect from my rookie season. I knew I wanted to go out there and just do what I needed to do as a player and just make plays for the team, but I can't tell you that I expected this, but it's just an overall blessing just to be a part of because, I mean, I got great guys around me, great teammates and stuff, and the win-loss column doesn't show that, but I feel like we're a tight-knit group of guys, and we're just enjoying the whole time, and I'm having a good time in my rookie season.
Denver Broncos linebacker Bradley Chubb joining us here on SB Nation Radio, thanks to the new Old Spice Foamer. You get it at Walmart. Now, Bradley, you know, the sack total that you're at right now, I'm sure you're well aware of it. You've probably been asked about it quite a bit, but you're on pace for a little over 14 sacks. That rookie record set by Javon Kearse, is that in the back of your mind a little bit? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I know what it is. I got it written up and stuff, but I try not to think about it because I don't want that to be my main goal because I don't want to start forcing things, trying to get sacks and stuff, and end up giving big plays for the team. So my main goal is just keep doing what I'm doing, and hopefully if it happens, I'm going to be highly blessed, highly happy for it. But if it doesn't, just got to keep working and improving for next year.
Now, you got one of the better guys to learn from on the opposite side of you in that Denver defense with Von Miller. What's it like being a teammate of his, and how much has he played a role in your success?
I played a huge role just because he helped spark that confidence in me, like towards the middle of the season. I mean, towards the beginning of the season and stuff like that, and just helped me out with a lot of things. And having him on the opposite side, seeing all the things he could do, how he rushes the passer, how he gets after people, it's real cool. And just to learn from it, it's amazing. Seeing him go through practice, seeing him go through games, and being right there, seeing it live instead of just watching it on TV.
Talking with Denver Broncos linebacker Bradley Chubb here on SB Nation Radio. And with Von Miller, the record he set there with the Broncos was 11.5. You know, are you guys going to have any fun with that? That's something that's very reachable for you. Is that something that maybe you'll have a fun competition back and forth with?
Nah, it'd be pretty cool if we got a chance to, if I got a chance to break that. And I don't know how he would react. I think he'll be happy for me because that's the type of dude he is. He's not selfish. He's a guy who just wants everybody to be successful. And I feel like if I do that, then he'll be happy for me, like I said. But like I said, my main goal is just trying to get wins and in the win column. And if that happens, that'll be amazing.
What would you say has been the biggest adjustment for you just from college to the NFL? Maybe it's off the field, maybe on the field. What would you say has been the biggest adjustment?
Oh, so much free time on my hands, man. Just in college, you had to go to practice and go to class and go to study hall and redo that the next day. Now it's just you go to practice, go to meetings and stuff, and you got to rest a day to yourself. So just had to teach myself. Just make sure I stay in my playbook. Don't let the lifestyle change me of the NFL. Don't try to conform to what everybody else does. Just do what got me here and just understand that that I'm here for a reason, and it's to play football. And so just keeping the main thing.
Broncos linebacker Bradley Chubb joining us here on SB Nation Radio. And this, more than other years even, everyone talking about young quarterbacks in the league, and certainly with some of the rules that are out there now benefiting the offense. You've had a chance to go up against one of the quarterbacks that everybody's been talking about all year in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. In fact, you faced him twice already. What stands out about him and all these young quarterbacks maybe to you this year going up against him?
A lot of young quarterbacks are just great players, and for a guy to come on like Patrick Mahomes did in his first year starting is pretty amazing to see. He's just a guy that very electric on the field. Of course, he could throw the ball off almost 100 yards probably. It's just a guy that can make plays with his feet downfield, but he chooses not to. Just chooses to make plays by moving around in the pocket and getting his receivers open. So great dude, great quarterback, and I'm excited to see how the rest of the season goes for them. But as for us, we just got to keep piling on the wins.
So the Broncos, you brought it up right there. You guys 3-6 right now, obviously on a bye week, trying to finish strong here in the second half of the season. What is the feeling just kind of around your team right now? Certainly you guys would like to have a couple more wins, but how confident is this bunch to maybe turn things around?
I think we're real confident because we know how close we are to these games that we lost in. And our main thing is just to fix those mistakes that happened first, second, third quarter, and just make those go in our favor and turn those losses into wins.
Just another minute or so with Denver Broncos linebacker Bradley Chubb. He joins us here on SB Nation Radio. The Chargers up next for you guys. It'll be your first meeting. You have it kind of on the back half of your schedule. What have you seen from Phillip Rivers and a Chargers team that, after losing a couple games early in the season, they are one of the hottest teams in football?
Yeah, like you said, lost a couple games early, but been on a great streak, a great team with a great running back, a great offensive line, a quarterback, veteran quarterback that I'm familiar with going to NC State. This is one of the things that I just feel like it's crazy because I remember sitting in a team meeting room and Phillip Rivers come talking to us, and I'm over there fanboying, and oh my gosh, this is Phillip Rivers. Now I get a chance to play against them. So it's pretty cool. They have, like I said, a great team. They, like you said, they're very hot right now. So our main thing is to try to go into L.A. and get us a win.
Now for you, maybe it's not as big of an adjustment as a veteran like Von Miller, but with the new rules in the NFL and specifically the one in regards to kind of roughing the passer and all that, how difficult, if at all, has that been for you?
Yeah, a lot of people telling me that that it's a huge difference for them, but I feel like it. The way that both me, Von, Shaq, and Shane, the way we play, we don't really land on the quarterback when we get to him. A lot of us, we just hit him and then roll off. So I feel like it's good for the game, but it is frustrating for guys who don't even mean it sometimes. Some of the calls are ridiculous, but some of them, I can see where they're coming from and stuff like that. So, I mean, it is a little frustrating, but at the end of the day, quarterbacks are what sells tickets, and quarterbacks are what get your franchise going. So we got to protect those guys at all costs. But I'm a fan of quarterbacks, but I'll definitely try to get after them and keep them safe, though.
No question. Now, last one for you, Bradley. It may seem kind of like a silly question, but it was something I brought up on my show last night after seeing the Panthers get blown out by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm curious, as a player, when you do get blown out like the Panthers did, is it easier, harder to move on from that versus, hey, maybe you lost on a final play of a game, or is it just as painful?
I feel like all losses are painful. I feel like the closer losses are the most painful because, you know, you just never want to see. You come down so close to winning a game, and at the end of the time, the game is like a, you know what I'm saying, just a right there, boom, it's an L. But I feel like the closer losses are a lot harder, but a loss is a loss at the end of the day. They're all hard, but the close ones definitely are worse.
Denver Broncos linebacker Bradley Chubb, kind enough to join us tonight on SB Nation Radio. Thanks so much for your time, man, and enjoy the rest of your rookie season. Keep up the success, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on. And our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code WIN125. and get 125% bonus on your deposit. Get all the plays in the inside line at betdsi.com. I think he has a really good chance to beat his teammate's record there, Von Miller, 11.5 sacks. Again, he's on pace for 14.2. Javon Kearse is just above that. So I think he has a decent chance here in the second half of the season to be able to get it. If he can get a sack or two here against Phillip Rivers and company, that would go a long way. Pretty cool, as he mentioned, kind of dynamic. Phillip Rivers, of course, played at NC State when he came out of college, and I mentioned at the beginning of the interview there, he had his name put up in the Ring of Honor. NC State. I know last night, NC State fans probably disappointed to see how their team did against Wake Forest, but a pretty cool moment for him, and a pretty bright future it sure looks like for him. I thought most people, when they drafted him, thought he'd be an impact player for him, but he said, you didn't know how good you would be right out of the gate. And to have 8 sacks and to lead all rookies in the National Football League, be a defensive rookie of the year candidate, awfully special start to his career. Wish him the best of luck. Coming up on the other side, Tim Brown auctioning what off?